And we're back. I want to pay homage to Dennis Erectus, the shock jock I listen to out on the West Coast on 98.5 KOME. Don't touch that dial, it's got cum on it.
Wow, anyway, would you stop that?
That was actually their call line. Can you believe that?
Jeez, that's so bad.
Yeah. So, and his name really, I mean, well, it wasn't really, but that was his name on the air.
Yeah.
I'm like, how does that even fly in 70s radio?
70s radio.
Yeah, it was.
It's all
Coke
about the
fueled drug fest. All right. So, it's time to get down dirty. JT and I, during the intermission, swapped underwear. We're ready for your phone calls. Give us a call, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766. I don't know how I feel about that. That's so weird.
Or you can always use Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic, to give us a purple nurple. And we are doomed because my producer's giving me fake hand signals. He's like, I want you to steal third. I know you're only on first base, but just go ahead and steal third. Go right across that pitcher's mound. In fact, deck the pitcher on your way across.
That's right.
And then steal third.
I'm so sorry. That was great, though. Well done.
Yeah. I mean, both times.
Yeah, both.
Oh, my God. Help me. All right. So we do have six of the best lined up for this After Dark. Oh, you weren't prepared, but I was? What the hell was that all about?
There, I'm sorry. All right.
Dude, not time to be fucking around like that. There we go.
Okay.
All right. So.
You know what we didn't do?
We didn't.
We didn't kind of go over the rules of After Dark.
Oh, there's only one rule, really.
No hate speech.
No hate speech. And that will still evolve a ejection from us.
Yes, that's about it.
But you can say the F-bomb, fuck word. You can... You can use lewd and lascivious behavior.
That's right.
You can perform naked if you want. In fact, I'm going to be introducing everybody with their stripper names tonight.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I thought it'd be interesting. Okay.
Now appearing on stage number one, please welcome from California, she is Bodacious Boston. Hold on, Bodacious Boston. We're going to try this one more time.
Okay.
Stripper introduction. Take two. Ready?
Okay.
Introducing on stage number one, she is Bodacious Boston.
Ooh, baby.
Be sure to tip your wait staff. I'm ready. Always ready for you, Bodacious.
All right. Oof. Okay, this is called Surrendering My Undawning Nights. And the image was a woman lying back, of course naked, and the gentleman was on top of her, ready to nip her nip.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. I remember vividly the first time I felt your heat. I promised myself I wouldn't give in, at least not right away. A ridiculous thought, I know, considering your voice alone stripped me naked. But you must admit I did try, somewhat, that very first night. Dinner, dancing, cocktailed giggles laced by your potent smiles. Yes, you swept me off my feet. The fevered emissions of salsa erupted tangents of promiscuity. Intensity purred through swiveled hips, body pumps, hands sweeping curves, sweated pulses, and chested treats. Spin after spin, dropping to my knees and up, tucking me in, oh, so close, then dipping me uncensored. Feeling your breath kiss my cape first, trailing down my bare back, single shoulder strapped, and juicing my awakenings. A language all of its own delivered full throttle. Inescapable were your piercing blue eyes that were either tethered to mine or my lips. There was no doubt, I was diving fast. My feet twirled independently as I was slowly consumed by your intoxicating aroma as I felt your risen beast pulsate, leaning into your palm support. I'm getting all moist just thinking about you. Our night of perfection was all but over as we jetted to your penthouse of non-disclosure. The doorman tipped his hat ever so slightly, casting eyes of approval. I remember seeing, but somehow your firm grip had my thoughts reeling elsewhere. The ding of the elevator struck in a rousing chord as your lips pressed against mine. Oh, for just a fleeting moment. I all but fell off your lower lip, wanting more. But you knew me all too well. My heat was a rescue flare mid-flight. There was no turning back. Our casual sofa exchange led to our cosmic interlude, as your possession was marked with undeniable intent. Every stroke, every touch, every lick led to my complete unraveling, as you carried me off into the fluff of your growling kingdom, primed to redeem our carnal obsessions. Satin red tousled on a pallet of threaded white linen of perfection, slowly removing my dress, unveiling delicate delicacies. Your eyes grew with anticipation as you exposed one treat after another. I squirmed beneath the canopy of your vision, absorbing your wanton approval, arousing our excitement as you realized that red was merely a single layered shield of protection. Succulents dripped their fuel as our eyes penetrated, inhaling a fog of lust. Lowering yourself and draping and aligning our valleys and peaks, my nakedness drew your fluid sweeps. Deliberation spanked the thresholds of many unopened portals. Insatiable seduction, unmapped nips of pleasures purred the sultriest indulgences, as your hands danced their magic, caressing my outer contour over and over again. Foreplay designed to break me as you channeled up to my flowing river, pulsing deep, toying my moistened treasure. And I could only close my eyes and whisper your name over and over and over again as I was drowning in your tantalizing abyss, futilely trying to catch my gasping breath of submission, grabbing for the safety of crispy linen tucked in edges, pulling taut as I fell full release into your playful lion's den. Your slow, fluid motions, detailed etchings, throbbing passionate strokes fueled my frenzy, derailing my composure. As our lips finally engaged, an array of torrid exchanges grew, softness met with butterscotch licks of fevers, feasted measures. Our palate had clearly tasted euphoria, unmapped, unsavored, unbridled, unreleased, until now. Yes, I failed miserably as I completely surrendered my ensuing undawning nights, purring nights, just for you. End poem.
Water. All right, after that one, I'm going to have to go home and take a cold shower. Pause, as always. Skillfully done.
I was on the treadmill and I did my edit and I go, damn, I need to be spanked.
Well, there is that.
Uh-huh.
But
okay.
Alas, Michael Amade is at a wedding right now. He can't do that for you.
Oh, dang. Okay. Thank
Boston,
you.
We will talk to you next week.
Yes.
Awesome.
Bye.
That was Bodacious Boston on stage number one, ladies and gentlemen. On World Poetry After Dark. I need a second one of those. Yeah, pretty much. From Bodacious Boston, we're going to go to Buxom Barbara on stage number two. Buxom Barbara, are you with us?
Buxom Barbara. Yes, I am with you. Yes, how could I follow that? But I'm going to follow it with my poem.
All right.
That I wrote using chocolate and aphrodisiac, and this was the first poem I wrote.
All right.
And after I wrote it, it said, I think this is more for After Dark than for Poem Tubuli. So I sent it to a few people, and one man I happen to know, one poet, said that it was over the top for him. So I just warn you guys.
All right.
is called Aphrodisiac Chocolate Dream. One dream I have had is to be covered in chocolate, head to toe, and have someone I love lick me like a spoon, dipped into rich, dark, melted, velvety, scrumptious, and delightfully delicious chocolate. The soft tongue slipping over my skin and the movement of his hands as he brushed over my body like a soft and luxurious massager, moving in a pattern so determined as he began at my face and continued toward the place where all life begins. And yes, he would go there too, as the aphrodisiac of his presence created an urgency of need and lust. And he would slather me with the gooey, dark brown substance and be my own cleaner as he washed my orb with his talented tongue, creating in me a deliberate urge to rub myself over him and let the chocolate slide over his body as we, in a diet denier's dream, begin to stroke and devour each other's dessert-like covered torsos. End poem.
Barbara, you throw in whipped cream, nuts, and a cherry, and that would be a great sundae. Anyway.
There's nothing to say after that.
Yeah, what, like, can you say at this point? It's after dark. Nobody fucking cares. It's all good.
No, it's sometimes, you know, you just have to go there.
Sometimes you just have to go there. And that's all right.
Exactly.
We're all humans. No use in being uncomfortable in our skin. In fact, I'm not even wearing clothes right now.
I imagine not.
I had to get out of JT's underwear. That was kind of disturbing.
I figured Boston's, then mine, you know, the 1-2 punch.
It was a menage a trois of epic proportions.
Well, they spoke, I'll talk to you guys next week. I'll probably have another poem to bring.
As long as it's not after dark, because we only do that the first Friday of every
no,
year.
No, no, no. I waited like 2 weeks for this one.
Beautiful. I thank you for calling our show. I thank you for the unending support for what we do, too.
I love this show. I love you guys. And I gave up the Olympics for this. So.
I know. I was expecting a much more meager response to what we do because of the Olympics, but you guys are amazing poets.
Well, I wouldn't miss this. And I did want to read my After Dark, you know.
I'm glad.
Okay. You guys have a great show. I'm going to listen now.
Awesome.
And I'll talk to you next week.
To you next week.
Bye-bye.
That was Buxom Barber on stage number 2 on World Poetry After Dark. All right. You know what's coming next, right? Since I'm doing everybody by their stripper names.
Yeah, I know. Right. I have no idea, to be honest. Because
all right.
My brain is...
Now appearing on stage number 3, please welcome all the way from British Columbia. She is Sinful Cynthia.
Hey.
Hey, how are you, Cynthia?
Really enjoying all these beautiful poems.
Yes. And then there was After Dark.
So I have the very first poem I ever read on World Poetry Open Mic, and it's called The Summer We Never Had.
Okay.
In the summer we never had, there is time for endless evenings of coffee and poetry amid the spark of fireflies in the city heat. As voices from late night gatherings drift in open windows, I no longer pretend you're in my room just to study. We are no longer pending on outside approval, only the potential we elevate in each other. In the summer we never had, I don't have to be anything more than I am, and it doesn't matter that my hair finds its way into dreadlocks. There is red wine and passion, daisies that last the night. My single bed is luxurious enough, and I never have to get over you. I taste forever how it would have been and never let you go. End poem.
Wow, Cynthia. Very well done.
Thank you. I did a lot of tweaking since the first time.
I remember that piece. You were saying you were living in another city further east in a coffee or above a coffee shop, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And all my poems from that time are about that guy I didn't get to be with.
Yeah.
Which almost makes him more sensual. I mean, you can't compete with something that didn't get to happen.
Exactly. Unrequited love? Yes.
Yeah, that was the guy from 27 years ago, but who I finally got over, but now I'm enjoying writing the poems.
Do you actually get over those ones? I've had a girl that I've had a crush on since first grade. I still haven't gotten over her.
I don't know if you ever get over it. I tell myself that I've gotten over it, but I don't know. All the poems I write about him are the ones, they're my best poems.
Yes.
Yeah? And one about the I also wrote one to the restaurant.
Really?
I think you like that one too. I wrote one about the cafe we used to hang out in as well. But
I remember
that.
Yeah,
I don't know if
I think you read the
cafe
one on our show too.
I'm still tweaking that one too.
Great presentation, Cynthia. As always, I'm glad that you share on our show.
Yeah, and thanks so much for having me.
We'll talk to you real soon. That was Cynthia on World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. You thought I was going to do the next evolution. You looked at me like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I was like, oh, you going to change it up on me?
I didn't change it up. No. I caught myself. All right.
Oh.
So, since I'm doing everybody by their stripper names, I'm
this
sure you
to
probably
be
don't. Yeah. All right. Please welcome to World Poetry After Dark, double jointed Don Hagelberg.
And this is the second joint that I've hit tonight. How are you?
Exceptionally gifted, my friend.
This poem is dedicated to the four homeless who sleep at the northwest corner of Shattuck and University Avenue in Berkeley, July 29th, 2016. Aroma. Today melts into coming night, while yesterday brings attention to itself, stained on the sidewalk. When will the imagination of the cleaning crew mop up notes stuck on our soul concrete? Or is what seems to be a stain actually an eye illusion? Spot? Out! Damn spot. Dick beat Jane. The colors either on my outerwear or underwear, once wet but now dry from yesterday, sorrows into shit, smashing the nose with its concentrate. The smell attracts the scowls of flies. The smell as taste forces back even the slick preacher to the homeless whose wallet heart pickles in the solution of spice from the mega rich. All this sanctioned by sweetened law, which sets up the standard of the untied swipe, making soil out of all of us, dirty-handed. End poem.
Don, great work, my friend. Always.
I apologize for the voice. It's scratchy, and I have not been able to get into you because of the phone stuff.
No worries.
I don't understand it.
I rarely understand it myself. So I thank you for making the extra effort and getting through tonight.
Well, my apologies for what I have to apologize for. Thank you for being there. Your existence is nice. It's good for people. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. That was Double Jointed Don Hagelberg on stage number 4. Be sure to tip your waitstaff and your DJs. And this is World Poetry After Dark.
I got my finger on the button and you're not saying it.
I was letting you hang. Oh. It's called delayed release for you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of impressed.
All right.
This will ought to be interesting.
So, on stage number 5, we have Lacey JC from Texas. Hey, how are you?
I am good.
You like your stripper name?
I didn't hear my stripper name.
Oh, I said you are Lacey JC from Texas.
Lacey JC. Yeah, that's a good stripper name.
Yeah.
I will warn y'all, Boston picked the poem tonight.
So. Okay.
Oh, so this should be really steamy.
So, yeah, it's, you know, there's lots of really steamy stuff going on mine. So, this one is called Cleanse Me, and it was a photo prompt. It's a guy in a shower with the photo. So, here you go. Standing in the portal, threshold where fantasy collides with you, I give in to voyeuristic temptation. You stand momentarily unaware, relaxed and flaccid under the water spray. Eyes rake in avid jealousy, each rivulet trailing over male form. Tongue sneaking out to taste dry lips, pondering the taste of those droplets blended with the essence of you. Fingers tingling, long to map the bulges and planes. My skin holds memories of yours, the rasp and sting of your jaw, the taut smoothness of your shoulder, the firm roundness of your butt in my palms, and the feeling of you buried deep inside me. Lashes flutter with a soft groan, suddenly in frozen awareness, still but for that one part that jerks some excitement. You lock me with an expression I know well. The arch of a brow invites me to play, and those lips, as they flash a crooked grin, says, you know I like what I see. The glint in your eye proclaims you'll fulfill every one of my fantasies. The slight movement of your hand beckons me to join. Slowly, I move, discarding clothes on my way, body languid and wet before reaching you, heated by the focused desire stamped in your features. Enveloped in a warm fog of steam and longing, tongue flickering the base of your throat, feeling your pulse, tasting water-flavored you, the taste and scent indicating I'm home. Wrapping my arms around your neck, hardened nipples rubbing harder chest, I surrender to your will, knowing there is no right, no wrong, only us. Hair wrapped around your fist, legs squeezing your hips, cool tiles against my back, hand at my throat, you thrust endlessly inside me as you gather my brokenness until the centering is an excruciating flood of pleasure, leaving me sobbing. In the aftermath, I am a rag doll, and the shampoo and soap could never compare to the cleansing of my soul. With you, every dirty little thing is made clean again. End poem.
I'm going to drive home with the windows down. Lacey JC, always good poetry.
Yes.
So I'm going to break character a little bit from the After Dark. I have to ask, how's Otto doing?
He is doing fairly well. We're on pick line antibiotics, so... I hadn't been writing a whole lot lately. My sleep is erratic. Mm-hmm. I've developed a side infection that I'm on antibiotics for now.
Oh, no.
So, you know, this has been just the last few weeks have been one thing after another. But they say things come in threes, and I think I'm at about 33 at this point.
See, you're 11 times over covered, so we're good. JC, I do want to let you know.
Hopefully it means 11 years of no more.
I'm hoping. I do want to let you know your family and Spoken Word Art support you and love you and are standing behind you, and we're all concerned for you.
Thank you much.
That was JC on World Poetry After Dark. That one was so good, I need another one too. After Dark. Sweet release.
Wow. Oh.
All right. And from Lacey JC, we're going to go to stage number 6. Please welcome Moist Mary. Mary, are you with us?
Yes, I'm kind of with you, you know, as much as I ever am.
Well, you know, we do the best we can on any given night. That's what she said. Anyway.
I shoot for about 49%. Yeah, I'm so god darn happy with 49% right now. That's what I'm giving you.
Yeah, well, I'm happy with 37% at this point.
Yeah, I'd say the 69%, but I'm going to say that to the song. Because, you know, I love that this is After Dark, and here I go with a little Marvin Gaye, the poor little sucker. I'm sorry, the poor little man. He died on his 45th birthday in front of his mom. In a bedroom, he was sitting at his parents' house by the father that was it.
I lived just south of San Francisco at that point. I remember it well.
So anyway, he was a lovely soul, and he did this song. And it is my favorite sexual song, so I'm going to do it. Here we go.
That's what we're all looking for, is just a little sexual healing.
How does it get better than that? You know, in a song, in a lyrics, in the melody, I don't know how it gets much better than that.
It doesn't. In fact, my daughter brought home a term, and my wife and I have pretty much adopted the term in our household. That's called baby-making music right there.
There's a Kygo mix. There's a Kygo mix. It's K-Y-G-O. Remix of Marvin Gaye's that came out in my daughter's generation. That's what started me listening to that. I'm like, oh my god, they hear it too. They hear it too. And I watch them dance, and I watch them sing, and I watch their smiles, and god dang it, they hear it too.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. You know, someday when I'm going to be a big girl, I might do a little poetry. But until then, you know, I honor you guys for all you give.
We love what you give to our show. Thank you very much for sharing with us, Mary.
Good night.
Good night. That was Moist Mary on stage number 6 in World Poetry After Dark. All right. Well, that brings us to stage number 7, doesn't it?
Yeah, what's your stripper name?
My stripper name would be J. Todd the Sculptured Bod.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm kind of sculptured like Buddha, but that's all right.
Still sculpture, right?
There you go. The beauty is in the hands of the beholder at that point. I don't know.
It's a really interesting picture, by the way.
What?
I'll show it to you after the show.
Someone sent a picture?
No, oh, beauty in the eye of the beholder.
Oh,
I'll show it to you. Okay, after.
Fair enough. Is it dirty?
No,
it's fucking After Dark. It's got to be a dirty picture.
No, it's not dirty.
God, damn it! All right, so I don't have an After Dark poem, but
sorry.
That's it. Good night.
Good night. No, I'm just kidding.
I will share an actual event that happened in my life right before we took our hiatus.
Okay.
This is entitled Prismatic Memory. The rainbow bends down in early autumn evening skies, the most intense colors illuminated as I gaze out my car window in sheer awe. Sunlight fading quickly as the sun drops towards the mountains, the storm no longer a threat to me. Moving eastward onto the plains, I am parked, pointing south. Farmers' fields are getting a quenching, drenching, my radio playing prophet, seer, and revelator, telling me what the future will hold. My eyes transfixed on a lovely sight, a vivid contrast between gray clouds and prismatic colors, remembering promises over 2,000 years old. I slowly drag off a stale cigarette and flip it out my window to the street, extinguished by a puddle left from the now distant storm. And as I look back, the rainbow has vanished, leaving nothing but this memory. And there you have it. Thank you. And that will do it for World Poetry After Dark. For the Half Squish? That's your stripper name, Half Squished.
Wow.
For Michael, the Mayhem Amade, and J. Todd, the Sculptured Bod, we want to thank you for tuning in to World Poetry After Dark. We want to say good night, John Holmes, wherever you're at.